this Shabbat, we begin a new Sefer, the Sefer of Dvarim, which is in itself momentous. When we begin a new Sefer, it's exciting. But that excitement is mixed with a moment of pause, a feeling of anticipation, and to a large extent, a feeling of depression, as we also usher in Shavua Shechal Bo, the week in which Tisha B'Av itself falls out. And as we approach this week, we are aware that we'll have to commemorate the day of Tisha B'Av, a day of mourning, of sadness, of introspect, as we ask ourselves, Al Ma Avda Haaretz? Why was Yerushalayim, the Batei HaMikdash, the temples that once stood in their glory in Yerushalayim, destroyed, decimated, uprooted from where they should rightfully be, and from where the Shekhinah, the divinity of Hashem, should reside? And as we find ourselves in the heart of the 3 weeks of the 9 days, it imbues and embodies avelut, a sense of mourning. But we are not supposed to just evoke an emotion, but my understanding of what Chazal would expect from us is that we also promote a reaction. It is incumbent upon us not only to instigate feelings, emotional whims of sadness, but also to ask ourselves, how can we facilitate, which we absolutely can, the reconstruction of the Beit HaMikdash and of Yerushalayim. And interestingly enough, in the middle of this week's Parsha of Devarim, right at the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah tells us, Moshe calls out of nowhere to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Eicha esa levadi, tarchachem umasachem veribchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I possibly, Moshe says, how can I possibly, in the name of Hashem, bear the burden of Klal Yisrael on my own, by my lonesome? Tarchachem, masachem, the troubles, the trials that Klal Yisrael experience, the baggage that they carry with them, viribchem, the personal adversity that exists amongst the people themselves. And in this expression of Eicha, which the Baal Kori, the reader of the Torah, classically reads in the tone of the nigun, the sing-song of the Eicha, the depressed mode, the depressed music and tune of the Megillat Eicha, the Eicha Rabbah, the Midrash, explains that there are actually three leaders, three icons of the Jewish people who charge the words Eicha. Says the Medrash as follows: Moshe ra'a et Yisrael b'chvodam ve'amar Eicha esa levadi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first, apparently according to the Medrash, who saw Bnei Yisrael in their glory, and nonetheless he said, how can I bear your burden? Yeshayahu ra'a otam bepachazutam. Yeshayahu, Isaiah the prophet, saw Am Yisrael in an elated state, in a romantic state with the Yetzer Hara, enthralled by the Yetzer Hara, obviously behaving improperly. Ve'amar eicha hayta lezona. How can it be that this glorious nation have prostituted itself? V'Yirmiyahu ra'a otam benivlutam. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah the prophet, also saw Klal Yisroel in a state of disgrace. V'amar eicha yashva badad ha'ira bati'am. How can this nation sit on its lonesome after witnessing the actual destruction, the Khurban Habayit? Now I can understand, according to the Medrash, the association of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu Hanavi with regards to Eicha, as both of these Nevi'im, lived prior, or immediately prior to and during the Churban HaBayit, and they lament the fact that Klal Yisrael were destructive, behaved improperly, and ultimately caused the dire consequence of the Churban Yerushalayim. But what exactly is the affiliation in this medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is Moshe included or inculcated in the medrash together or by the side of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu Hanavi respectively? Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Drash Moshe explains that these three statements of Eicha by these three Nevi'ei Yisrael represent a progression of direction. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Eicha esa levadi tarchachem umasa'achem, says Moshe, I recognize that Klal Yisrael have negative attributes, that they are not constantly an astute people, that there are challenges that may very well uproot the character and the positiveness of Am Yisrael. And therefore Moshe, as a visionary, realizes that these patterns of behavior can lead to churban, can lead to catastrophe. His Eicha, therefore, is a question. Moshe asks and beseeches Klal Yisrael, Eicha, how can you rectify your behavior? How can you modify your actions so that we can, in the future, avoid such retribution? Yeshayahu HaNavi, who witnessed the corruption of Am Yisrael, who witnessed the deviant behavior that existed, has a closer look at the actual Churban that is imminent. And he reprimands Am Yisrael once again as the prophet, the visionary, demanding from Am Yisrael to avoid catastrophic consequences. And finally, Yirmiyahu, who actually experienced the bowels of destruction, the bowels of the Churban HaBayit, he says, Eicha, how can this signify our redemption? He offers Klal Yisrael some solace, some introspect, as they are cast into the gullet, into the diaspora. And he demands from them, Eicha, how will you change your behavior so that in the future, not only will you not witness destruction, but you will be part of reconstruction? All three of these Nevi'im, therefore, are comprehensively bound by the sense of urgency, by a sense or a need of reconstruction, a desire to face challenges, a desire to appreciate and understand self and national awareness. Currently, Rabbi Yishai, Eretz Yisrael itself confronts many questions of Eicha, how, why, where. One need not look further than every day's headlines in all newspapers to realize or to question the numerous reports. The question of whether or not Eretz Yisrael should engage with Syria, or will they engage with Syria? And if they engage with Syria, how strong is the Syrian army? How strong is the Israeli army? How many fatalities will there be? How much will we lose? And how much do we stand to gain if we engage in warfare? Speculation based on the fact that last summer's war in Lebanon, how long will it take Hezbollah to recover? How many forces do they really have now? Or how much are they involved in recruiting and re-strengthening themselves once again to engage in battle with Eretz Yisrael? Question of Eicha, a preemptive strike against Iran. Is it worthwhile for Eretz Yisrael, for the Israeli army, for Tzahal to do so? And what capacity does Iran have with regards to nuclear warheads? These are all questions that we are confronted with now. The same Eicha that our Jewish leaders asked thousands of years ago is the same Eicha that we confront ourselves with now. Lest we not understand that the wars, that the threats, that the enemies that surround us have everything to do with our spiritual welfare, with where we find ourselves on a spiritual plane and in a rapport and relationship with the Torah, mitzvot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. I don't know the answers, and I don't know how to reply, but I know that an Eicha demands from us a self and national evaluation in order to ensure a continued survival. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that in actuality, the first one to ask the word Eicha was not Moshe Rabbeinu as we would know it in our Parsha. But rather, if one looks back to Bereshit Perek Gimel Psukim Chet through Tet, after Adam and Chava transgressed the sin of taking from the Eitz HaDa'at, and they attempt to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayishmu et kol Hashem Elokim mitalech bagan l'ruach hayom, they hear the voice of God approaching them in the garden. Vayikra Hashem Elokim el ha'adam, God calls out to Adam and he says, Vayomer lo ayeka, where are you? Ayeka is spelt the same way as Eicha. Says Rav Soloveitchik, this Ayeka, where are you, was not judicious, but rather it was inviting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not asking something which was momentary, where are you? But he was asking something which was momentous. He was not looking to judge man. He was inviting man to repent, to reevaluate, to reassess himself in terms of his personal behavior, to reestablish and reaffirm a relationship with Hashem once again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, it's an Eicha. Where are you morally? Can you go through a spiritual assessment so that once again you can reestablish the plane, the status that you're supposed to be on with regards to spirituality? The question of Eicha that we ask ourselves in this generation is the same question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, Ayeka. Where are we? How are our morals? How are our values? Are we worthy? Or should we be privy to witness once again the reconstruction of Yerushalayim? If we had the temple, would we be worthy to stand le'avodat habore, to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of His glory and to service and servitude the Mikdash itself? This is a question that demands a tremendous amount of attention, a tremendous amount of awareness. Tzari Arav, painfully I have to tell you that in the neighborhood that I live in, Eretz Yisrael, so there happens to be a very, very religious, so to speak, neighborhood where they decided to put up signs in their neighborhood, large placards, large billboards, which had said that no one is to enter or dare enter this neighborhood if they are not dressed modestly. Well, sure enough, the police of our city decided that these boards, these billboards were placed up, were advertised and placed on buildings, placards, illegally. They had no permission to do so. They defiled public buildings, and therefore they were have to be taken down. And when the police came to take them down, stones were thrown at them. I'm not talking about pebbles, I'm talking about large boulders thrown at the policemen, which were so dangerous, if they were hit in the head, they could easily be killed. Garbage was spilled throughout the streets to deter the policemen from entering. They destroyed public transportation for days, which people were unable to travel back and forth. Chalila, if an ambulance had to get by to save someone's life, they could not possibly pass through these roads. And then painfully, I drove up after a few days, and there is graffiti written all over the buildings, which says, Rosh HaMishtara Nazi. The head of the police of this city is a Nazi. And I think to myself, Ribono Shel Olam, here there is an attempt to preserve modesty, and yet the behavior and the methods which are used to do so are disgusting, are immoral, are terribly, terribly defunct of any understanding, of any appreciation of what it means to be a religious Jew, of what it means to conduct oneself with modesty. This certainly is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. And therefore, I think on this Tisha B'Av, if we learn to view the Eicha as the word Ayeka, where are we? If we learn to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us not only to mourn, but to recreate history, to rewrite the Torah once again, to relive, to refurbish the Torah amongst us. Failure to respond to that Ayeka, that in itself is Churban. That is catastrophic. As we approach Tisha B'Av, if we do so with introspect, with self-analysis, and with national assessment, then Emir Hashem, we would not only witness Me'afela Le'ora, from darkness, from being lost, to seeing light, to once again reinviting and reinvigorating the Shechina in Yerushalayim and amongst Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, but we will also be zoche and merit being able to claim and say with pride and gratitude that we were part of making it so. Shabbat Shalom. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zoche to go mi'afela la'ora u'mi'ashiyabud le'geula. The question we can discuss around the Shabbat table, this Parshat Devarim. The Torah begins, Eile ha-Devarim asher diber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke. What kind of words are Devarim? And what do they refer to in the Parsha? Shabbat Shalom.